Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do rules restrict us, or do they make us free? This week, I'm looking at three films about women. There's a religious woman who longs to be free from the rules that restrict her. Then there's a woman in crisis who, to save her own life, uses the strict rules of to hike and camp. And an intellectual who applies academic stricture to high camp. Wild, directed by Jean-Marc Vallée, based on Cheryl Strayed's memoirs. It's the mid-late 20th century. Cheryl, played by Reese Witherspoon, is a young college student in Minneapolis. Her single mom, Laura Dern, wants to educate herself too, so they're in the same lecture halls doing English Lit and Women's Studies. Her mom asks her help understanding concepts like Erica Jong's zipless Fs. Ah, ma, thinks Cheryl. So Cheryl reads her Adrian Rich, falls in love with a nice guy named Paul, and marries him. But then something terrible happens. And before you know it, Cheryl is taking tons of serious drugs and having countless zipless Fs with strangers. I want to live like a man, she tells herself. But is this what she really wants? Her daily life spirals toward oblivion until she's rescued and brought back to reality by her husband and her best friend. She decides the only way to save herself is to start her life anew by doing something dramatic. So she decides to head out and force herself to walk up the Pacific Crest Trail, or PCT, from the Mexican border all the way to Canada. Okay, aside from her overpacked backpack and too tight boots, she has to overcome the potential dangers of wild animals and skeezy guys, rednecks, deadheads. She interacts with the hikers along the way, people who've read the quotations she leaves in the record books. Cheryl passes through dried out deserts and snow-filled valleys, hiking over ever northward in a quest to find herself and to learn to live by her mom's optimistic words, to always look for the kinder way of doing things. So Wild, the movie, is worth seeing. It's enjoyable, full of beautiful scenery and assorted unexpected characters, sort of an on-foot road movie. But most of all, it seems to be a chance for Reese Witherspoon to show off her acting skills. But does she? Okay, I can accept her as a woman recovering from drugs and emotional loss, and I enjoy her chronicling of what happens along the way, along with flashbacks that show why she's there. But what I don't feel is her soul. She seems opaque, superficial. I haven't seen the memoirs it's based on, but the movie Cheryl just seems like a woman facing hard times, not a poet or a writer or a feminist or a thinker, just a character that things happen to. The movie itself is fairly flat in tone, with no real suspense, conflict, or climax, which is fine, but don't expect to be moved to tears. Félix and Mera, directed by Maxime Giroux. Young, pretty, and quirky, Mera, played by Hadass Yaron, lives with her stern husband, Shulam, played by Lutzer Twersky, and their baby. She comes from an insular Hasidic community in Montreal where her first language isn't French or English, it's Yiddish. She likes drawing pictures and listening to reggae music, but only when her husband's out of the house. He's strict and conservative and quick to tell her what she's doing wrong. In response, she's as likely to listen to him as she is to drop dead on the spot. Literally, well, at least pretend to. She's depressed. When the men burst into joyous songs at the Sabbath dinner table, she just fiddles with them, her matzo balls. She doesn't like the headband or the wig she has to wear. She doesn't like the dullness and the tedium. She doesn't like any of it anymore. Meanwhile, a couple blocks away, but in a separate solitude, lives Félix, played by Martin Dubreuil. He's a single and carefree guy who likes painting and music. He tends to his dying father, who's suffering from Alzheimer's. He doesn't care about money. He supports himself by selling the tapestries off the walls of his own father's mansion. But when he dies, Felix is at a loss. Religion plays no part in his life, so he doesn't know what he's supposed to do, what he's supposed to feel. So on an impulse, he asks the woman he sees at the local pizza parlor. She studiously ignores him and tells him to leave her alone, but eventually he wins her attention. "Je m'appelle Mera," she says. Though reticent at first, she starts to appear at his doorstep so she can listen to some music, she says. And something clicks between them. Mera longs to be a single woman, to wear blue jeans, to do as she pleases. She looks with dread at all the 14 children families around her. One's enough. Alienated Felix admires her calm, her groundedness, her traditions. He finds her exotic, shy, and different, not like the women he usually meets. To her, Felix represents an unseen world ready to be explored. So Shulam, her husband, suspects something is up, and he sends her off to Brooklyn. But Felix and Mera vow to meet again someday to experience each other's lives. But are their cultures too distant to bridge their differences? And is what they're doing morally right? Can she give up everything just to be with him? And are they even compatible? Felix and Mera is a sweet, gentle drama of tolerance and coexistence with the other. It jumps neatly between the two sides of the coin, gradually revealing their hidden truths and desires. Most interesting is the unexpected shifts in the portrayals of the three characters, especially, unexpectedly, Shulam. Hadass Yaron from Fill the Void is fantastic as Mira, once again playing an ultra-Orthodox Jewish woman. And Martin Dubreuil, this is the first time I've ever seen him, is a sympathetic face to watch. I like this understated drama. Regarding Susan Sontag, directed by Nancy D. Cates. So the late Susan Sontag was one of the most prominent American intellectuals in the post-war period, widely known for her essays on camp, on photography, and illness as a metaphor, but she kept her personal life under wraps. So this new documentary reveals all, or most of it. Did you know she was considered a pinup girl for young lesbian women? Or that she read Kant and Proust at age 15 before she even knew how to pronounce their names? And she appeared as an actress in an early French New Wave film. So this documentary chronicles her first visit to a San Francisco lesbian bar, her life in Paris and Oxford and Manhattan, her friends and her lovers, and the controversies she faced both in the intellectual culture world and in the mass media. Loaded with new interviews, childhood photographs, film clips, TV footage, it's informative and fascinating. Great documentary. Wild is now playing in Toronto. Check her local listings. Felix and Mera has been chosen as one of Canada's top 10 by TIFF. And you can see it this Sunday, December 14th at 1 and 4 p.m. at the Empress Walk Cinema as part of the Toronto Jewish Film Festival's High Tea and Movie series. Go to tjff.com for details. And you can see Regarding Susan Sontag on HBO Canada. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.